Started over Terraway, Northwest London, 4th day Cholamoed Pesach, 20th and 21st of April. Habocha, Danny Englard, Hallel.
Right, so hopefully this morning everyone here said Hallel, so I thought it might be appropriate just to go into the general Inyanim of Hallel, or the Machayvim of Hallel, why you say Hallel, why you say full Hallel, why you say half Hallel. So the Sugya starts with Gemara and Erechim, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, and Daf Yud Amud Beis. So there's a Mishnah which says you use the trumpet a certain amount of times a day. So the Gemara asks, why these days you blow the trumpet? And the Gemara says, because there's 18 days a year where you say full Hallel. The Gemara lists out the 18 days where you say Hallel. Included in that are the 8 days of Sukkos and only the first day of Pesach. So the Gemara asks, Maishnova Chag Domrina Kol Yomo? Maishnova Pesach Domrina Kol Yomo? A very simple question. Why on Pesach we only say on the first day and on Sukkos you say every day? Answers the Gemara, the Chag Chalukim Bekom Nesayim, the Pesach Ein Chalukim Bekom Nesayim. There's a difference between the both Yom Tovim. On Sukkos there's a different number of Korbanos every day, and on Pesach there's not a different number of Korbanos every day. Then the Gemara goes to a Chesbon, Shabbos also has Chalukim Bekom Nesayim, we don't. So the Gemara says, Lo Yikru Moed. Rosh Chodesh does have the definition of Moed. So the Gemara answers, no, but there's two requirements. There's Moed and there's Ikdash Basiyas Melocha. And it brings a rhyme from the Pasuk, the Chsiv. Asher yeh lochem kelel is kadosh chag. Laila makudosh chag ton shiro, v'she'ei makudosh chag ein ton shiro. So you see from the Gemara that the requirement for a full halal, the difference between Pesach and Sukkos, even though the Gemara said the reason why in Pesach you only say on the first day is because it's not chalukim makom nesayim, and Sukkos is chalukim makom nesayim, b'chor you see clear from the Gemara, that's not the reason to say halal. The reason to say halal is because a mayed is ikdash basiyas melacha. The definition of a full mayed is a mayed that you're also to do melacha, and therefore even though Rosh Chodesh it's called Moed, it doesn't have the definition of Ikdash Basiyas Melacha, so you don't say Halal. And when the Gemara was saying, and we'll see with more Marakim, when the Gemara was saying Chalukim Makom Nesayim, that was once you have the Machayev of Moed, that's Ikdash Basiyas Melacha, now we have a question. Why Pesach, which is a Moed, that's Ikdash Basiyas Melacha, and Sukkos, which is a Moed, Ikdash Basiyas Melacha, do we have the difference between the two? And one of them you say a full Halal every day, one of them you only say a full Halal on the first day, so there the difference is Chalukim Makom Nesayim. So as we go along, we'll have to see what that differences. But the Gemara continues because the Gemara also listed that of the 18 days, or in Chutzar it's the 21 days, we say Halal, 8 of the days is Chanukah. So Gemara says, what are those 8 days? I'm just skipping a bit of the Gemara. V'ho Chanukah d'loi hochi v'loi hochi. It doesn't have Moed and it doesn't have Ikdash Basiyas Melacha v'ka'oma. So answers the Gemara, Mishum Nisa, because of Nes. And then the Gemara goes into whole Cheshbon, famous Gemara about Purim, why we don't say, either Kriya Zu Halelo or different reasons. But we see from the Gemara that there are two reasons for the 18 days where you say Halal. One reason for the 18 days where you say Halal, the days of Moed, the days of Yom Tov, is Moed that's Ikdash Basiyas Melacha, a Moed that's the higher level of Moed, the higher level of Rosh Chodesh where you also do Melacha. And the second Machayev is Nes. When there's a Nes, for example, Chanukah and Purim, there's a Machayev to say Halal. And it's just because of a side reason that we don't say on Purim. Now, we also say, there's a famous Gemara in Megillah and Sanhedrin that we should really have said Halal, full Halal on the 7th day of Pesach, L'chorah because of what we just said in the Gemara, the second reason because of Nes. So let's read the last shir of the Gemara. B'kshir Malachi al-Shareis, Leimah Shira, Amach Kavish Baruch Hu, Ma'aseh Yodah Tovim V'yom Ma'atam Emrim Shira. So the lashon of the Gemara in Megillah and the lashon of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that we really should be saying on the 7th day of Pesach, and not because of Moed, because we clearly saw in the Gemara in Erechim that Moed is only Chayv on the first day of Pesach, but you should have said because of Nes. But because Ma'aseh Yodah Tovim V'yom Ma'atam Emrim Shira, you can't say Shira on this kind of Nes without going into that reason. But to prove this idea, what we just spoke out in the Gemara in Erechim, which we showed from the Gemara in Megillah, that there's two Machayvim of Ful Halal. One Machayvim of Ful Halal is a Moed that's Ikdash Basiyas Melacha, one Machayvim of Ful Halal is a Nes. There's Tosfos in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Chesed Aleph, which is talking about an Isha being Machayev, and Tosfos speaks out, we see that an Isha does say Halal on Leil Pesach, so how come she says Halal on Leil Pesach, even though L'chaira it's a time-bound mitzvah, so it shouldn't be a Halal that she should say. So the last lines of Tosfos over there, Tosfos of Amasa Misha of Isha says, Shani Halal de Pesach da'al ha'neis bo, ba'af hein hoyub ois ha'neis, aval kan lo ha'neis omr. So whatever the Gemara is referring to over there, Tosfos says the Halal of Leil Pesach is ha'neis, and we have an interesting thing, on first day of Pesach, also in Chutzar on the second day of Pesach, you say two Halals, you say Halal at the night and Halal on the day. And you see that they have two different Machayevim. The Machayev on the night of Pesach, during the Seder, when we split the Halal in two, we say on Arba Kosis, on the Matzah, etc., says Tosfos clearly, why is a woman Machayev? Because it's Al HaNes, which we saw in the Gemara in Erechim was the second Machayev. And the next morning when you wake up and you go to shul and you say a full halal, that's a different halal. That's the halal of the beginning of the Gemara where it said Yudches Yomim. What was that machayev? That was a machayev of Ma'id, that's Ikdash Vasiyas Melacha. So at this point where we see that we have the two machayevim, the question is, what's the idea of Chalukim Makabon Hasein? Well, the Gemara said Chalukim Makabon Hasein, but then the Gemara kind of backtracked and said, really the machayev of halal is Ma'id, that's Ikdash Vasiyas Melacha. So you need to still understand what's the chilek between Pesach, where you only say on the first day, and Sukkos, where you say every single day, because Chalukim Makabon Hasein. Maybe we'll see more as we go along, but I would suggest that the Pashas is that the idea of Chalukim Makabon Hasein is that I make each day of the Ma'id into a new Machayev, into a new Ma'id. And if each day is, from Chalukim Makabon Hasein, a new Musaf, a different Korbanos, so to speak, that shows us that each day is really a new Ma'id. And if each day is a new Ma'id, Ma'id, that's Ikdash Vasiyas Melacha, is the Machayev of Halal. So on Pesach, where it's not Chalukim Makabon Hasein, it's really one big Ma'id. And I heard, I believe, I don't know where this is brought down, Hashem, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, that if someone were not to have done their full halal on the first day of Pesach, and you decide, I don't know, you don't want to say halal, or just you are going, etc. And on the seventh day, or the sixth day, or the fifth day, whichever point of Pesach, suddenly you realize, like, if I had never said a full halal, of course you could say a full halal. Because really, the idea of not being Chalukim Makabon Hasein is that Pesach is all one Ma'id. So that Machayev of Ma'id, the Machayev that we saw in the Gemara of Ma'id, that's Ikdash Barasiyas Melacha, in order to say halal, you never will yate to that. So you could do it, but on Sukkos, you can't be mashlim the halal of the first day on the sixth day. Why? Because the idea from the Gemara of Chalukim Makabon Hasein is that each day is a new Machayev, it's Kavayocha, a new Ma'id. It's not really Sukkos, it's Sukkos 1, Sukkos 2, Sukkos 3, Sukkos 4. So at this stage, that would be the idea of the two Machayevim or the full halal is either Ma'id, that's Ikdash Barasiyas Melacha, or a Nes. The question is, pardon? You have to refer to the previous speaker for that. But the question is that I just spoke out the machayev of a full halal, but we know that this morning you said halal, yesterday you said halal, tomorrow you're going to say halal, half halal. But you said it with the bracha. So the question is, where does this idea of a half halal come from? We didn't see anything in the Gemara and Erech and the Tosfos, any idea of a machayev of a half halal. So, as far as I know, there are no Gemaras that mention any idea of saying a half halal on Pesach. However, Tosfos and Erechin, straight away, over there in the Gemara that we just read out, Tosfos says, it says, Yudches Yomim Shayocha Gemavan as a halal. So what about the halal on Rosh Chodesh and Pesach? So Tosfos says, Mashma the Ein Chayva L'Omrei Klal Rosh Chodesh and Pesach. That half halal that we know about on Pesach, it's not really a chayva, it's a minhag. And even the first Gemara that even does mention an idea of half halal doesn't mention Pesach. This is the Gemara in Tainis. The Gemara in Tainis says that Rav Ikla LeBovel, he went up to Bovel from Eretz Yisrael, Chazina de Kokoro Halila Bereshi Arka. He came on Rosh Chodesh, he said, what are they doing? They're saying halal. Soval after Kino, he wanted to stop them. Kivan de Chosat Komadalgi, Delugi, Omar Shmagno, Minak Avaseim Beyadim. So this is the only Gemara that's a makor, even Bechlaf, the idea of a half halal, which doesn't mention Pesach, by the way. But this Gemara discusses halal Rosh Chodesh, and it says Rav saw this strange minak. He came from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel. He came to Davin in the shul, and he saw that they were saying halal, and he didn't understand. But as soon as he saw they were skipping out, he said, fine, it's a minak of a seyem b'yadim. So again, the makor of a half halal over here seems to be just a minak. If you're going to do it, it's minak, because you're skipping out. That as soon as you do a half halal, you're skipping out, it's a minag, it's not a proper chiyuv. So far we would assume from the Gemara, from the Pashas of the Gemara and from Tosfos that we saw, that the idea of a half halal is just a minag, it's a nice thing to do. The Rambam in Parag Gimel Halacha Zayin of Hilchos Megillah and Hanukkah. So, let me just find the Roshan. Oh, so at the end of the Halacha, without reading the whole Halacha, he says, V'chein b'shari mei ha-Pesach, koirim b'dilo k'roshe chadoshim. So Poshet from the Loshen of the Rambam, which is what the Magen Mishnah points out. And the Rambam equates the half halal we say on Pesach to the half halal of Rosh Chodesh, just like Tosfos is, just like Tosfos and Erechin. He said from the Loshen of Yudches Yomim Shayochid Goymeven Sahalel, that it's 18 days to the exclusion of all others. So that, like Tosfos said, it must be that the half halal we know from our Minhag that we say on Pesach and Rosh Chodesh, that's just a Minhag. And we see clear from the Loshen of the Rambam that it's the same idea. V'chein v'sharim mei Pesach, koirim medilo k'roshe chadoshim. And the Magen Mishnah says that. Das Rabbeinu, Lahashvas Cholish HaPesach Rosh HaChadoshim, V'zeh Nira Kedas Kolam HaFarshim, Chutz Meir Ramban. Now he brings a Das V'Scholik on the Rambam, the Tosfos, the Pashas like we saw from the Gemara in Tainis, which is the only Makor in a Gemara for Half Halal, the only Makor for Gemara and Half Halal. We said the only reason Rav didn't interrupt them was because it was Minag HaBaseh HaBedem. But comes along the Rambam and says, Shecholak V'Neim V'Omad V'Cholish HaPesach, Afilu yochid mechuyev lekroisu b'dilug she'irka takona kachayso l'omre b'chol ha'pesach b'dilug olavarechanov. Magid Mishnah brings Ramban, and this Ramban, the Chora holds, that there is a chiyuv, specifically on Pesach, we're going to see. Specifically on Pesach, there's a chiyuv to say a half halah. So the question we're going to have to see is, where does this half chiyuv, half halal come from? We spoke out the Gemara in Erechim that there's two mechayvim of halal. There's a mechayv of moed, there's ektash v'asiyas b'locha, and there's a mechayv of nes. And we said that there's only yilt ches yomim she'yachu gomim v'enas halal. We said there's no Gemara that brings bechlal makor for Pesach for half halal. And even the Gemara that does discuss a half halal, where only a Rav Kavyocha only didn't jump in and stop the Shliach Tzibur because he saw the minhag of Asiyam Yedem. And we saw the Rosh and the Rambam. So the question is, where does the Ramban get this from, that there is an idea of half halal? So if you look at the Ran in Masechet Shabbos, so I'm just going to paraphrase. Avraham Zal will say for the Kodesh the Shishi Yom Shapesach for the Kodesh Lav Chad Dina Islu. There's a chilek between the half halos you say. Mishum the Shishi Yom Shapesach Kiven the Ikru Moed Mechayevin Lemikri Halila Bedilug. The Ran seemingly is giving a hesbah of the Ramban, which is that because it's a Moed, you read Halal Bedilug. So let's see. First, we'll see the Loshon of the Ritva. There's a Ritva who holds the same shit as the Ramban. The Ritva in Sukkah, Daf Mem, Dalad, Amud Aleph. I think the Gemara over there is talking about the idea of a Takonos Nevi'im and a Minhag Nevi'im, and exactly the difference between the two. But he starts talking about the half halal on Pesach. V'hod Chaza, b'mayd medag yidlug yishu minhag, af al pi shekol yimei ha-Pesach karina medilug levad yom rishon, v'hu yisoyd chachomim v'lo minhag. So just within his cheshbon over there about the idea of Takonos Nevi'im and Yisoyd Nevi'im, and Minhag Nevi'im, he mentions the fact that even though we read bedilug on Pesach, Pesach is a chiyuv. Like we just saw in the Ran, B'Shem the Ramban. So the question we have to ask is, like I said, where does this chiyuv come from? We didn't see anywhere in the Gemara in Erechin that there should be a mechayev for the rest of the days of Pesach. The Gemara said clearly, it's not halukim b'karmen asin, and therefore you don't say a full halal. So what's this halfway chiyuv that we've got of a half halal? Like Tosfos, and then, like the Magid Mishnah says, Rov Rishonim, the Ramban, etc. It makes sense. It's just a minhag, and however the minhag emerged, the Loshon of the Ran, the Ran speaks out that the Machs of Vitri and Rashi and pretty much I think all the Rishonim held you shouldn't say a Brocha. But then the Ran just says that every time you have a Sofik and a Locha, go see how the Minhag is Roifechas Piotcha and just go like that. So Lechor, the Brocha we say nowadays is just because that's how the Minhag emerged. But Etzem, Mekadin, if it was just a Minhag, you shouldn't have said a Brocha. You should just do an Amiras Tehillim in the middle of Davening. So the question we have to ask is, where the Ritva is Yesoid Chachomim V'loi Minhag, and where's the Ramban, like the Ran said, that's given to Ikri Moed, therefore you say a half halal. So potentially, we could suggest that, before we see maybe clearer and safer mitzvahs, that there's an idea that the Moed itself would be Mechayev the half halal. What do I mean? That the Gemara spoke out, there's not the difference between Pesach and Sukkos. The Gemara was discussing a full halal. For the Mechayev of a full halal, you need a new Moed. You need Chalukim Makom Nesein. So the Gemara said, therefore, on Pesach you don't say every day, and on Sukkos, which doesn't Chalukim Makom Nesein, you say every day. But it could be that the Ramban and the Ritva understand, but there's a Mechayev of Mayed. The Ikka Mechayev of Hala was Mayed, it's Iktash Basiyas Melocha. The Mechayev of Hala wasn't Chalukim Makom Nesein. Chalukim Makom Nesein was a technical way to split up each day of Yom Tov into a new Yom Tov. So Eino Chanami, the Mechayev of a full Hala, you don't have. But the Mechayev of a Mayed, you still have. So each day of Yom Tov is still a new day of Mayed. It's not a new Mayed, it's not a new Mechayev, so therefore you don't have a full Hala. But to say a half halal, that's a chiyuv of the ma'id, it could be that the Ramban and Ritva understood that the ma'id itself would be machayev that half halal. Eino Chanami, it's not going to be machayev a full halal. Why? Because it's not a new ma'id, and you need a new ma'id to be machayev a full halal. But the machayev of halal itself comes from ma'id that's ektash b'asiyas melacha. And the rest of the days of Pesach are ma'id that's ektash b'asiyas melacha. Potentially, we could say that. There's a Taz, which I believe is pretty famous Taz, but Lechora is going to be very schwer. That the Taz in Tov Tzadi, Sifkot and Gimel, says, halal b'dilug, which is talking about the 7 days of Pesach, the rest of the days of Pesach. Nesha Zayin Shal Pesach Nitzbo Amitzriim. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Ma'asi Yadu Tom V'Yam Atam Mashiro. The Kivin Shal Zayin Ein Gomer Ma'isai Al Kain Gam B'Chol Amoed Ein Gomer Ma'isai Shalei Yadu From Yom Tov Ha'achrein. So the Taz comes along with a very nice hesbah, and he's bothered seemingly by why don't we say a full halal every day of Chol Amoed. And he says, because we said, like the Gemara we saw Megillah and the Gemara from Sanhedrin, that Ma'asi Yadu Tom V'Yam Atam Mashiro, you can't say halal, full halal on the seventh day because of the Mechayev of Nes. And really, you would have had a Mechayev on the rest of the days of Chol HaMoed, but Chol HaMoed shouldn't be more Choshev than Yom Tov. But the question on the Taz is, Bein the Ramban, Bein and the Ritva, Bein Tosfos, the Rambam, and Rov Rishonim, the Ran, etc. No one ever suggested that we should say a full Halal on Pesach. We saw clearly in the Gemara that the Gemara said, Ma'ishno b'chag, don't rinu kol yom, and Ma'ishno b'pesach, that we don't say every day. And the Gemara said that Chalukim Rakam HaNasein. And so Poshet, that even the Rishonim will hold that you have a machayev of half halal. No one suggested that you should have a machayev of full halal. The Gemara was clear. So the question is, where does the Taz get this machayev of full, potential machayev of full halal? And he just has a technical point to be doichan, so you don't say the full halal. But before potentially suggesting something for that, if we look at the Sefer HaMitzvahs, there's Machlokes, Ramban, in the beginning of Sheresh Aleph, which is talking about the idea of how you count the Rabbonans and the Raisos. But one of the things that the Ramban mentions at the beginning is about Halal, that he says that all of these things are really just the Rabbonans and don't count them in the Raisos. And he says, Shmoni Osayom Ligma Be'emes HaHalal. And the Ramban over here goes a whole long arichus to argue on the Rambam, and he says, no, it is a deraisa. The takona of halal is a deraisa, and he gives two potential makuras for the deraisa, because, I mean, there's no posuk in the Torah. Either it's because of Yom Tov Chaskav and Ma'adechem, etc., you have to have simcha on Yom Tov, so that would be the deraisa, and it would just be that the matbea of halal, the technical parshas of Tehillim, etc., that we say that was either masakim by David, or he says it's halachim Meshem Sinai. But the Ramban goes to a whole long arichus to argue on the Rambam and say, no, halal is a deraisa. Halal is a deraisa, whereas Rambam says halal is a derabbanan. Potentially, this could be the makorah, so to speak, for why then they argue on the days of Pesach over whether half halal there's a chiyuv to say half halal or not. According to the Ramban, that the chiyuv deraisa, at least on one side, if not either the halacha Meshem Sinai, comes from the posuk in the Torah of Moed. So, like we said, the whole of Moed would have that chiyuv. The whole of Moed has the chiyuv of Yom Simchaskim Muadechem. And when the Gemara said Chalukim Makom and Sin, there was only a technical reason that you can't say a full halal, because you need a new Moed to be Machayev, a full halal. But the half halal, you have to be Makayim, the Mitzvah Doraisa, which is the Ikka starting point of all the chiyuv of halal in the first place anyway. So, therefore, the rest of Yom Tov, the Ramban would say, you should say, and the Ritva, you should say a half halal, but it's a chiyuv to say a half halal. But the Rambam held in the first place that it's really a takona de rabbonon to say. So this takona de rabbonon would not be mechayev you a half halal on the rest of Yom Tov. To go back to the Taz, now those who want to suggest a Rashi in Shlach Lecha, which I didn't really understand, I'm not going to bring it down, which is, says that the Rashi's mashma there, that the nace from the Yetzias Mitzrayim is mamshech all the days of Yom Tov. So that would have been the mechayev of the full halal on the whole of Chol HaMoed, which I don't really understand. The other tzad that I had would potentially be that if you would have said a full halal mishum nes on the seventh day, that would have extended backwards, which I also don't really understand. So I'm going to leave the taz shver, the taz which says that you should have had a full halal. From what we came at now, the chora, there should be nothing. So just to summarize, we have a gemara in Erechin, which speaks out there's two machayim of halal. There's a machayim of moed, that's ikdash basiyas melacha. And there's a second machayev of Nes, which is the 8 days of Chanukah, which doesn't have Moed nor Ikeshbel Esiyas Melacha. And we saw the rest of the days of Pesach, Tosas straight away al Adaf, and Rav Rishonim, the Rambam, etc., the Ran, all say that the rest, half halal is always a minhag. And we have the Ramban and the Ritva who say it's a chiyuv to say a half halal. So potentially to suggest potential nafka minhag between the two, we said that really the Ran speaks out that you really shouldn't be making a brocha on a minhag, and it just happens to be that that's the minhag. If someone were to do a halal on fourth day Pesach of Chol HaMoed and realizes he forgot to say a bracha. So according to the Rambam, Tosfos, Rav Rishonim, I would say you shouldn't go back. There's no purpose to say the halal again. As opposed to on a day when you're machayev to say halal, if you said a full halal and you realize you forgot to say the bracha, or you haven't been yotze, you should go back and say a halal. But on the half halals, which is really a minhag, and actually it would have been better not to say it with a bracha, but it's only because of the minhag. So if you forgot to say a bracha, keep moving according to the Tosfos and Rav Rishonim. According to the Rambam, Ramban and the Ritva, potentially you should go back. A second nafka minna is the idea of saying a tzibur. We saw the Lashon of the Gemara as Yudches Yomim Shai Yochid Goyim Abenes Halal, Yesh Yomim Sheena Yochid Goyim Abenes Halal. So most Rishonim want to read that a Yochid shouldn't be doing these half halals. So that means you can only say it when you're a tzibur. So again, if you come to shul late and they're about to get up to halal and you're trying to catch up, so I would say according to Tosfos and Rav Rishonim, you should skip to halal and say halal with the tibur if you want to say it with the bracha. Because otherwise, when the tibur have moved on, you're going to say as a yochid, who said that you can say this half halal? It's only a minhag of a seyem b'yadeyem. You should only say it as part of a tibur. And final nafkamina would be skipping out a word. There's a sharatiyah that if you skip out a word when you say halal, so then you haven't been yotzei the halal, because you have to, it's a whole chefetz of halal, either ligmar as a halal, we say likra as a halal. But it could be that if you skip out a word in a half halal, according to the Rishonim, hold it's just a minhag again. You did your chiyuv of whatever exactly the minhag is to Simchas Yom Tov, but you didn't. But according to Rishonim, hold you have a chiyuv. It could be you'd have to go back. And just a final horror, just a nice point. We just quoted the Gemara of Ma'aseh Yalla Tov Miyam Atamim Shira. So the question is, why do we say halal on Lel Pesach if it's so shver to say a halal on the suffering of the Mitzrayim? Why do we say challah on Leil Pesach? Why is it not the same problem? We saw clearly that Tosfos says it's Mishum Neis. So I potentially want to suggest that it's a different Neis. The Neis on Leil Pesach is actually the Neis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And even though there was all the Makkos, etc., and the suffering, that's not what we're celebrating. We're celebrating Yetzias Mitzrayim. But my Rosh Shiva wanted to say there's two types of halal. There's a halal of Shevach and a halal of Eidor. Halal of Shevach is the halal that the Malachim wanted to say on the seventh day. The Bnei Yisrael themselves said Shira, but the Malachim, as outside observers, they wanted to say Shira. Hashem said, you can't say Shira, you can't celebrate suffering. But the Bnei Yisrael themselves on the seventh day when they went through the Yam, they did say why? Because it's Eidor. Eidor is when you experience it yourself. So you're giving thanks to Hashem for what you experience yourself. You're not celebrating, you're not looking at the overall picture. Shevach is when you look at the overall picture. When you see that Hashem does something great, so you can celebrate that. But if within the way that greatness happened was through suffering, then you can't do that, which is why we don't say halal on the seventh day. But on the Naya Pesach, Semar Rosh Hashiva, what does the Rambam say? Chayav Adam Laharis Hazatmik Iluhu Yotza Atam Mitzrayim. So on the Naya Pesach, again, you're really just reliving the whole experience. When you're reliving the experience, then it's a halal of Eidor. And it's a halal of Eidor, then you can see it, and we don't look at Ma'aseh Yad HaTov HaYam.